presentation of Another Voice on KRCB.org is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that a great renewable source of energy is human action on behalf of a healthy planet. Information on Going Solar is available at SolarWorks Downtown Sebastopol office, 707-829-8282, or online at solarworksca.com.
When people would ask, "Are you still writing for the newspaper?" I'd feel like I had to come up with an explanation, like, "Yes, maybe I'm just not very imaginative. After all, it is a mark of adventure and risk-taking to bounce around, be flexible, try something new. But why not stay with something you've loved since high school, majored in college, and has been the only work you've ever been paid for, except that summer in Cape Cod, cleaning motels? I've always been proud to say I write for a newspaper. People usually react. They know what reporters do, and they have opinions. There were times when some considered it an almost glamorous profession. But along the way, writing for a newspaper got thrown into a greater slush pile of the media. People talk about the media and look at you like you are personally responsible for the paparazzi climbing all over Angelina and Brad and TV cameras staying too long on grieving war mothers. It's so hard to please the reading, viewing, listening public, but it's sure fun to try. Being a journalist gets you into people's lives and homes that doesn't happen in a lot of professions. Being a newspaper reporter allows you to know a little bit about a lot of subjects. It gives you maybe some fleeting celebrity, a little bit of status, although that's declining too. People know that the news biz is struggling now, and they all have opinions on that too. But they care. And they pay attention. Were a newspaper to close up shop, I believe there would be far more people mourning it than celebrating. But maybe that's because I believe most people recognize that they must know what's happening in the world or downtown, even if they don't like it. Newspapers also keep the written word alive. Even if they appear on a website instead of a piece of newsprint, there will be words put together by people who know the craft, people who can spell and write complete sentences. I was never a fan of the politics of the late William S. Buckley, but I sure admired the way he could wrap his words around his ideas. I gave a silent, "good for you," when it was reported he had died at his desk. Daniel Shore, the NPR sage, is 91 and continues to read multiple papers every day so he can add his perspective and analysis to the news. Helen Thomas continues as the queen of the White House press corps. I take heart that news people never fade away. They keep reporting and commentating and asking nosy questions. I left the Press Democrat because we have a decent union retirement, and I want to do more things on my own time. You know, like write opinions and interview people and tell stories. Same old, same old. What else would I do? Actually, I'll keep talking right here on the radio, and you can read me at my website, JuicyTomatoes.com. For Another Voice, this is Susan Swartz for KRCB Radio.